I'm Sylvia and I'm from China. I live in Darwin for 6 years now. I'm just visiting Alice for 5 weeks.
What do you think of Harmony Day?
It's wonderful. It's a great opportunity. I actually get to see it.
Are you surprised by how diverse Alice Springs actually is?
I know. Even some of the stand here, some of the stores, you just, if they are not here, you wouldn't know by a short visit. So it's wonderful to have this here.
The position today, at the front, the warriors, but in Fiji we call them Bati.
My name is Eva Merisavana. I'm the president of the Fijian community in Alice Springs. The last performance was been done by the family, the Sahangas family, Luffy and Celessa, and they've done very well. They do their own practice, and then we just get together last night so that we can put together the costumes, and we just put it up.
Do you think the Big Day Out in Harmony is an important event for Alice Springs?
It is very important, not for only Fijians, for all the multicultural around Alice Springs. And this is will encourage others out there so that they can come in next year to perform.
I'm at the Ethiopian coffee stall here on the council lawns for Harmony Day. There's a beautiful smell of roasting coffee beans, a tiny little frying pan and the coffee beans being roasted. What's your name?
My name is Heath Humphries.
Tell me about what I'm looking at right now. It's amazing.
It's the Ethiopian coffee ceremony, which is the normal thing to do in Ethiopia. Like every household does this coffee ceremony on a daily basis.
On a daily basis?
Yes. Because the wives in Ethiopia, usually, they stay at home, so they make this coffee ceremony and have their friends and neighbours around, yeah.
And how does the coffee ceremony actually work?
Well, we've got the green coffee beans. We roast them on a charcoal fire. We grind the coffee and then put some water in the coffee pot. When the water is a little bit warm, we'll put the coffee powder in. And then we let it sit down for a bit for it to settle and then pour it, yeah.
I'm just going to put the microphone over to where these coffee beans are roasting. I can hear them crackle. I'm just going to taste some of this coffee. Wow, it tastes fantastic. What's your name?
Lillian Labastida.
Lillian, we saw some gorgeous traditional dancing, Filipino dancing. You're obviously putting a lot of work into these dances throughout the year.
Always. We always create something, but it really comes from our traditional dances, yeah.
It's a very gentle sort of dance, isn't it?
Yeah. It's one of the traditional dance from one of the region. The dance is coming from Lake Cebu. It's a tourist spot. So, but this dance is a dance that mimics the movement of the bird, the behavior of the bird.
Hello, my name's Jenny McFarland, and I'm the head teacher of the Jamila Belly Dancers Alice Springs Group. I love performing for the multicultural community here because of just the huge variety of cultures. Belly dance is also very multicultural in that there are different styles of belly dance that go right from India right across to Eastern Europe, you know, and there are regional styles, and I think the people here kind of understand that. So it's lovely to dance for a community that's so diverse.
I'm here with King Morong, who was responsible for getting quite a few amazing African ladies dancing in front of the stage just earlier. King, what's it like to be part of an event like the Big Day Out in Harmony?
Well, like the clothes I wear, you know, it's the symbol of the unification of the world. The Harmony Day, you know, bringing all these tribes together is so beautiful to have everyone here. Like we say in Africa, you know, the drum is the voice of Africa, and happy Harmony Day.